Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Somebody's grill cover blew into my yard, okay? Yeah. So I get it and use it. I don't go around the neighborhood. There's a lot of houses in my neighborhood.
That's a lot of work.
I'm not going to tote this thing around, knock on doors, and find out whose it is.
I agree. Right?
BJ.
So yesterday, I'm sitting there watching local TV. Doorbell rings. I'm thinking it's Amazon. A guy is standing there. He says, "You got my grill cover?" And I froze.
Jamie.
So when you get an Amazon package that doesn't have your name on it, what do you do?
Well, first I open it.
Yeah! Woo!
Well, how are you going to make a decision if you don't know what's in it?
Exactly.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
It's 6:01. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Currently 15 degrees KALC radio right here in Denver, Colorado. Also known as Alice 105.9. And also heard on the radio.com app all over America. Radio.com. It's a free app for your phone. Be sure and download it and take us wherever you go. It's going to be a super busy Friday. Good morning, Carson.
Morning, BJ.
What's up with you, producer Schmidl?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. I'm a little tired, and I can explain a little bit for you. There's something I've not brought up with you guys. Oh, by the way, Jamie should be back on Monday, okay? I think, right?
Is that what we're hearing? I think that's the plan.
Yeah. So she should be back on Monday, so it's me and the guys again today. I'll explain to you a little bit later on, but is it possible for a pet to mourn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think so?
If they were close buddies, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. That's my situation.
Aw.
Yeah, it's really sad. She's very upset and keeping me up at night, my wife up at night.
She just wants company.
She just wants company, and there's nothing I can do, Carson. I've done all I can do. All I can do is just give her food, change the litter. All I can do. That's all I can do. Yeah, we've got a cat that's really sad. Really sad because her partner, she'd been with this other cat for like 18 years. Had passed away. Remember, Avery was one cat, and Skyla is the other cat. Now, Lisa had these cats for 10 years before I ever met her, and that was 11 years ago, maybe even 12. And so the cats were, you know, getting close to 20 years old.
Wow.
They'd been together the entire time. Well, one passed away about a month ago. And man, oh man, this one cat just all night long. Well, not exactly like that. That was more like a buzzard. So, it's keeping us up at night. We don't know what to do.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah, and it's like every 30, 45 minutes or so, the cat starts screaming, bloody screams.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah?
You need to get her a friend.
Yeah, get another cat.
Yeah, or get rid of her.
No, why would you do that?
You can't do that.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of things going through my head right now, you know? All right, we'll get to this later on in the show. We've got a lot to do today. We have the Mars rover that landed yesterday. That's pretty cool, huh? And you know, I was looking at a couple of stories on this thing. Is this like the second, or no, I'm sorry, it's like the seventh time we've been there?
The ninth.
Ninth?
Ninth we put something on Mars, or something's been on Mars, yeah, like a rover.
There's a bunch of rovers on Mars that are like flipped over and they can't drive anymore.
We've left all kinds of space junk up there. Yeah. I mean, it's like some salvage yard or something.
No joke.
You need a catalytic converter for a rover, there's one up there.
It's kind of weird to think about that. Like, that rover's going to go past other rovers that are just dead.
Yeah, it's chilling. Yeah. Like a car that's been tagged over an I-25. Yeah. You know? All right, we'll get into the Mars rover thing a little bit later on. Plus, Ted Cruz is in a world of trouble because he got the hell out of Texas when everybody else is suffering. He's off to Cancun. We'll talk about that later on. And there's some guy in Texas, speaking of Texas, that is very upset with our show. And I'm really not sure why.
Why is he mad at us?
He made a post yesterday, so we'll get into this later on and try to sort this out because I don't want the guy mad at us. And then I guess he's got all of his followers after him, right?
It seems like it, yeah.
Now, these people are in Texas, and I don't think they really know the show. They're probably just going on whatever he posted, which I haven't read yet, but he's all upset with us.
Well, that's how social media goes. It's all hate.
Yeah.
And so piling on.
All his friends and followers are coming after us this morning on, is it Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, boy. We don't need this. We don't need it. I mean, we've got enough problems, don't we? do we need half of Texas?
We got enough stress on us. And aren't they worried about something other than a show in Denver?
I don't know.
They have other things going on right now?
I think so. All right, we'll get to this. As you can tell, it's going to be a busy, busy, busy day. You don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on a Friday. Are you saying it's closed?
Yeah, that's the headline I'm reading right now.
Get out of here. Mm-hmm. So I just saw it yesterday. I'm watching, just flipping through the channels yesterday afternoon. And I love to watch the food networks, either the Cooking Channel or just Food Network, any of those, because they highlight different destinations, different menus. And different. I don't know. I find it fascinating because I love to cook and love the restaurant business. And I saw a restaurant every now and then. They'll pick out a restaurant here in Denver. And I saw a restaurant called Old Major, I think it was, right?
Yep.
Old Major. And it looked like just a meat lover's paradise. I mean, it was the menu looked awesome. The dishes they showed looked awesome. And then Carson looks it up for me, and it looks like they're closed.
Yeah, so this is from the Denver Post. It was June 16th, so, I mean, it says trailblazing Denver restaurant Old Major closes amid coronavirus. Oh, but it says, and I don't know if there's a restaurant that just took its place, but it says that there's a new restaurant that will take its place.
Same building, everything, you mean?
Yep. Correct.
Oh, boy. See, I saw this thing, and it really stuck out, and it looked delicious. It really did. And I thought, man, I'm going to – because whenever I see a Denver restaurant on there, especially something that I'd never heard of before, like I'll give you an example. What is the place – I think it's something Jack's, and they serve like a 7-pound burrito.
What?
Yeah, I saw it. I think it was Man versus Food. And I think it's a place here in town, and they serve, I think it's a 7-pound burrito.
Yeah, it's Jack and Grills.
There you go. See, that place stuck out to me.
7-pound burrito.
Yeah, and the guy, and it was the guy who first started the Man versus Food, who's no longer there. I forgot his name. But the that guy, he's the one that came to Denver, and that was years ago. But it's always resonated with me. I've never been over there. But I knew it was something Jack's, but they have a 7-pound burrito. But nevertheless, what I do is I watch these, and then when I see a restaurant from Denver and it looks really cool, I try to put it on a list that eventually I'll get to.
It's like BJ's tour of food.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I had Old Major written down to maybe explore, but it looks like it's gone.
And it is. It is officially closed. Yeah. It's closed down.
Now, I don't know what their menu is. Now, I will tell you the one, what's it called? The Buckhorn?
Buckhorn.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of that one.
It's really game food.
Yeah.
It's exotic food, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you go in there and you can eat like zebra.
Yeah, and like elk and stuff. Yeah,
I've never had like a really urge to do zebra or eat zebra. That's weird.
I don't know if it's zebra. I just threw that out there. I don't know if zebra's
like any exotic food like that. Yeah. I've never had an urge.
I don't think they have horse on the menu or anything like that.
Do they have rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Rattlesnake bites, I think it was. We actually ordered rattlesnake.
Huh.
And duck. And it was, I don't know what if it were, you know, something like a goose or an actual duck. I really don't know what it was, but it was kind of oily, and I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, duck's not good.
It's worth it. It was worth trying one time, you know, just to say you've been, because I think Buckhorn Exchange is a institution here. And it's not cheap, I'll tell you that. But they have a very exotic menu, and it was okay. It was all right.
Bucket list item.
I wouldn't go back. It wasn't worth the money for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is a place called another one. Then I'll get off this. But I saw another one that was on just a few couple of weeks ago called The Fort. You know The Fort?
Yeah. I think that's up by Red Rocks, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. I've never been to that one, but that one looked really good, too. Looked really good.
See, now you're talking about food. It's not even 7. I'm kind of getting hungry.
All right, we have to take a break when we come back. Yeah, that was a big mistake, wasn't it?
7-pound burrito.
When we come back, we got to talk about this guy that's all upset with us in Texas. It's just completely a misunderstanding. It really is. And a couple of things that we're being accused of. We didn't actually do. I mean, we didn't make fun of people in Texas and what they're going through, did we?
I don't know what he heard, but whatever he thinks he heard, it's not what we did.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the ingenious idea that a couple of people had down there that they were running this, it looked like, what'd you call it, ventilation tubing?
It's an air duct, basically.
An air duct.
Air duct tubing. It looks like a big old roll
from a dryer.
Yeah. It looks like a big roll of aluminum foil. They were running it from their cars. The heat in the cars, not the exhaust of the cars, but they were running from the heater inside the car into their house. And we brought that up, and we said, that's ingenious. I mean, to come up with that, because you got to stay warm, right?
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
These people are finding ways to, to make do, because they are freezing, they're starving, and different things are going on. And that's what we pointed out, that, hey, wow, I've never seen this before, but what a brilliant idea. And for some reason, this dude out of Texas took it as we were making fun of the people in Texas.
He put us on blast for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I'm kind of mad about it.
All right, well, explain exactly what happened. He thinks he got dissed by our show over something else that I'll explain. So all that coming up. You just hang on. We'll be right back. It's BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning, looking at the weekend weather. Man, oh, man, oh, man, I just got caught off guard because they're calling for snow tomorrow night and into overnight into Sunday morning. And fairly amount of snow.
To 5 inches for Denver, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, I think certain areas will probably get anywhere from 3 to 5. I just watched one of the forecasts up here, and they're saying that significant snow for the metro, so we're going to get snow over the weekend.
And that probably means for the Palmer Divide, it might be 3 to 6, 3 to 8.
I'm still in a world of trouble because, you know, normally on my street, you'll have 2 or 3 houses that they haven't shoveled in that 24-hour period. You know what I mean? For my house, I usually get out there and get it done. Maybe once or twice I've not been able to do it. But for the most part I do it. But you'll find 2 or 3 on the block that haven't been out there to shovel. Well, with me having the situation I'm in right now that I'm not supposed to be shoveling because of a little heart condition that I had a few weeks ago. Supposed to take it easy. Now I noticed this morning everybody shoveled but me. So I'm the only person on the block, and I really stand out now, but I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to go home and give it a try today. I can just go slow. Just go really slow.
Yeah, but by now it's all hard. It's probably a lot more ice than anything else, so it's going to be a lot heavier.
People have been walking on it, all kinds of stuff. But maybe I just, stick it out for the next, 24 hours or so and let the new snow come along and it'll cover everything up for me.
What side do you face? Do you have a south side or?
It gets sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it should melt today. It should be, it's almost going to be 50 degrees today.
Well, I look like a schlep on the block, though. I really do. All right, let me get to this guy here that's really upset with us. And quickly, if I can explain it, this guy's in Texas. And I don't know if he went back to Texas or not, but he's from Austin, Texas. So yesterday on the show, we were talking about what's going on in Texas with the freezing temperatures and people, you know, looking for food and the grocery stores are bare and people are running hoses from the heater in their car into their house trying to stay warm. We weren't making fun of it. In fact, we said it was, you know, very ingenious that they were doing this and found a way to keep warm no matter how they do it, right?
Yeah, they were doing whatever they can to stay warm.
So late in the show, this guy calls and he says, hey, I'm from Austin, Texas. Would you like for me to talk about, you know, what's going on down there and why we had the power situation that we did and so many people were without power? So I took down his name and number, and I said, you know, maybe we can talk tomorrow morning about 6:45 in the morning because it was late in the show and we'd already gotten through that part of the show. And I said, maybe, you know, we'll call you tomorrow morning and we'll go, I'll put you on the air and you can explain to us what's going on. Well, the next morning, being yesterday morning, I decided not to use him because we had gotten 5 or 6, 7 inches of snow. We had 20-something traffic accidents, and we were running somewhat behind. And personally, I thought that most people here didn't really care about what happened with the grid. The people stories of the food situation and all that. That's interesting, and people probably want to know about that. But exactly what happened with the power grid down there, most people probably find it boring for the most part.
Well, and I feel like he'd get technical to a point where no one could follow it.
So we blew it off for those reasons. Man, oh man, Schmidl, did this guy go after us or what?
Oh, he came after us on Instagram. Woo. Yeah. He posted a story right after we called him to let him know that he wasn't going to come on and said, and the station just called to say they're running behind, in quotation marks. They had to bump our conversation after laughing at some dude in Houston using AC ductwork running from the interior of his car to get heat into his house. People are in survival mode, doing anything they can to stay warm, among needing other basic necessities. People are dying. This is not a joke, at Alice 105.9.
So he painted us as we were making fun of people in Texas and the plight that they're in. And his followers, how many followers does he have?
15,000.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man, he's got more than me.
He's got a lot.
he's got 15,000. Is he a food... What is he exactly?
It looks like he's a food critic because the account name is ATX Food Guy, and every single picture on there is some food from a different restaurant, and he reviews all of it on there.
It's actually making me really hungry right now that I'm looking at it.
Look, I got nothing against the guy, but he blew this completely out of proportion because we didn't, first of all, make fun of anybody. We did laugh that the picture was kind of humorous to see that, you know, that AC ductwork running from a car into the house.
And it was genius. We were defending it.
Yeah. And that's all we did. And then he posted, and then obviously his followers are in Texas because he's from Austin, Texas. So all of his 15,000 followers start attacking us because they just assume that he's telling the truth and that we made fun of him. And that's not what happened at all.
Yeah, exactly.
So the guy's coming after us. And his followers are coming after us this morning on Instagram for really no reason that I can see. That's a complete misunderstanding. And again, I got nothing against the guy. I'm just saying that it didn't occur the way he's portraying it.
But this is what happened. All right. John got all hyped up. I'm going to be on the air in Denver. He told everyone about it, told his mom, told everyone to listen. And then we didn't have him on.
Yeah.
So he's a little butthurt right now.
Maybe that was a way for him to get his
Instagram
title,
out there.
His Instagram account out there because he does do food reviews and I'm sure he gets free grub for it.
Yeah, well, this one that I was just reading off of, it's from his actual story, and those have they can only be up there for so long. And if the beginning of it says and, right? So that means that there was a second part and I bet you he announced that he was going to be on the radio station on there on the first part of the story.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
And then he got, as Carson said, he got upset with us because we blew it off and because we made a programming change, which is totally something that we're allowed to do around here. We have to, you know, curtail it to whatever we think the audience wants to hear. And I didn't think that yesterday morning with the situation we had, I didn't think that people wanted to hear about the power grid. And why it went down, other, you know, human-related stories, but not exactly about, you know, as you said, technical. And that's exactly what it was. Anyway, they're coming after us this morning, and if you see it anywhere, then you know the full story now.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that's what happened.
And meanwhile, he's posting about a Reuben sandwich that he was having yesterday. Did you take any of those down to Texas? John, that's all I have to say. So you can't attack us if you're here in Denver eating and didn't take any sandwiches home to anyone in Texas.
642, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. No. We don't want to start a war on Instagram. There's no reason for that. There's enough problems in Texas right now. We don't have to start with this guy who wanted to be on the show, but we couldn't get him on yesterday. So let's just leave it as is.
No, okay? What are you talking about? No. I want to go to war with John.
No.
We're not going to war with Texas. We're going to war with John.
No, and thank you for the support on Texnado at 51059. Speaking of Texas, though... there's a story out of Texas with the senator down there named Ted Cruz. Now, most people know who he is because he ran for president. And if you remember, he's a Republican that ran, and I guess he and Donald Trump were at it during their campaign and all that. He's fairly well-known, I guess. And he made a big mistake yesterday by jumping an airplane and flying with he and his family to Cancun, Mexico. Now, here's a guy that is supposed to represent the people of Texas. And Texas right now, in their darkest hour, literally, because the power is out, and the freezing temperatures, he decides he's going to get the hell out of town instead of staying back and watching out for the welfare of the people of Texas. Here's the story.
So the question from the video on the cell phone was whether the decision to go was tone deaf. Look, it was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad, and all of us have made decisions. When you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heat or power, and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, all right, if I can do this, great.
All right, look, what is it with these politicians, man? This is like a Mayor Hancock, isn't
Don't
it?
Blame it on your kids. You wanted to go someplace warm, too.
Yeah, and he's been busted, too, because as word comes out on actually what happened, it's like one lie after another. But you've had this going on throughout the pandemic. Remember back in, what was it, November for Thanksgiving? It was our mayor of Denver.
Mayor Hancock.
Flew off and was telling everybody on his way to the airport. He was telling people to stay put. Don't go anywhere.
He put out a tweet about it.
Yeah, on his way to the airport for him to fly out of town. You had the governor of California who threw that big party, maskless. You had Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, who was out in California and went to a hair salon that was closed. I mean, and now you got a Ted Cruz who was getting the hell out of town because it's too cold in Texas instead of sitting back and waiting for the, to make, I guess, some phone calls to see if he can help the
pushing
people, in Texas.
People to get the power back on, get more food supplies in there.
It's great. It's like everything they tell us to do, they do the complete opposite. Now, here's where the guy's getting busted, though. He's saying, as you just heard, he started off by saying that his daughters requested to go on vacation and get down to a warm area because they were freezing. His daughters are 10 and 12. Well, the first thing most people are thinking is, who lets their daughters that are 10 and 12 make a call on booking that day to go to Cancun? Okay? Who's running that house?
That's pretty pricey.
Okay. All right. First of all, now the word's come out because they found text in different posts that his wife actually planned the trip. It had nothing to do with the daughters making
leave. Oh,
no. So it's a lie. It's a complete lie. That what he said, and he's having to change his tune now. So what he's saying initially is not exactly what happened, and so he's catching heat for that. But, I mean, here's a guy that literally was going to be on the run while everybody else is suffering.
I mean, if you get caught, just admit you got caught. You don't have to, on top of that, start lying about your daughters and putting on your daughters.
He makes it even worse, though. Here's what he does after that. He comes back and says again that he only went down with the family to drop them off and was coming back that afternoon to help the people of Texas.
Yeah, he said that he instantly had regrets when he was walking on the flight. And he was like, you know, this is wrong.
Yeah.
But he still went down there.
But they've now uncovered his ticket. His return flight was for Sunday. It was not for the afternoon that he stated. So, boom, he's caught in another lie. And now he's trying to explain his way out of it.
So the question from the video on the cell phone was whether the decision to go was tone deaf. Look, it was obviously a mistake. And in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad. And all of us have made decisions. When you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heater power, and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, all right, let me, if I can do this, great. Our priority should be fixing this problem and making sure it doesn't happen again.
You can do that from Cancun, you know. You can do it in Zoom. You really can.
And I didn't want all the screaming and yelling about this trip to distract even one moment from the real issues that I think Texans care about, which is keeping all of our families safe.
Too late. People are already screaming, pal. Too late.
How do these politicians think that they're going to keep all this quiet and no one's going to find out that you're in Cancun, Mexico?
And then you have social media. They love to pile on. And now there's a story out that he left his dog behind to freeze to death.
Poor Snowflake.
No. Yeah.
And it's so sad because the picture is just Snowflake in the door, just looking out.
He's behind a glass door, the front door of the house. Got it here. And little Snowflake's just sitting there peering out like, Teddy, where are you?
What a monster.
Dad left me.
Yeah, I guess somebody drove by the house and saw the dog.
It's a reporter.
And the reporter posted that Ted Cruz left his dog to freeze, which I got a feeling that somebody was house sitting and the dog's going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, the dog was being taken care of.
You couldn't leave the dog there for 4 or 5 days by itself, so
look at
I'm
how
sure.
Sad he looks in the window.
It's so bad.
I love it. What a story this morning. Bunch of big dummies, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning for the weekend. Looking pretty good. Mostly, I think partly cloudy today in 46. But tomorrow, snow rolls in by late tomorrow. 2 to 5 inches for the metro. High near 45. Then Sunday, mostly sunny near 40. But it does look like we are going to get snow late tomorrow into Sunday morning. All right. I don't know why I have food on my mind this morning, but I do for some reason. Did you guys see by the way, Jamie will be back on Monday. She'll be back Monday. Did you guys see the Chick-fil-A, they call it a menu hack?
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess certain people, they find a way to hack menus. And what I mean by that is they find ways that you can save money. Like you can order A, B, C. Let's say you like a Big Mac or you like this. But you could also order this and this. And that's a better deal in the long run. So you're going to save money. And they call that a menu hack, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, I guess somebody has discovered one at Chick-fil-A that can save you $2, okay? So if you're looking to save a couple of bucks, here's how you do it, okay? Most people go to Chick-fil-A for what?
The chicken sandwich.
Everybody loves the chicken sandwich.
So good.
One of the best chicken sandwiches on the planet. I like the Popeye, so got to tell you. But Chick-fil-A, very, very good with that pickle, all right? Well, here's the way to menu hack it. I guess you can go in and you can buy chicken strips, which really is like four patties of chicken. I didn't know this, but you can also buy the bun.
Yeah, I had no idea you could buy the buns separately. Or just get the buns.
You can get a bun separately. So what they say you need to do is this, and you'll save $2. You go in, instead of buying the chicken sandwich for $4, you buy the chicken strips for $4. And then you buy two buns, and you, boom, you have two chicken sandwiches for $6.
And you save $2, all in all.
That's smart.
I have a feeling Spadil's going to go there and do this
I'm
today.
I'm going to do that today. Yeah, I'm doing it after the show's over.
And they say that the chicken with the chicken patties with the chicken fingers is pretty much the same thing as what you would get with a regular chicken sandwich.
Exactly. Right? It's just in a chicken strip form.
So I wonder if they'll have a run on chicken strips today.
I bet you they will. I mean, you're going to save $2. You get double the food. Come on. Yeah,
didn't you have, you had a deal that you brought up once before, Carson?
It was McDonald's, and it was like five things you get for $10, and it was the greatest thing on the planet. They stopped doing it, but it was honestly one of the best things. So amazed.
You had a menu hack that you had come up with on your own with McDonald's that you could go in there with the dollar menu. And instead of ordering, that's what it was. Instead of ordering like a number four or whatever that was, you would save money by ordering from the dollar menu and combining a bunch of different items.
Yeah, because why get a value meal? I mean, they charge you more for the value meal, so you might as well get everything on the dollar menu and then have a bunch of food for the same price.
So you're a menu hacker.
Well,
you're out trying to figure this out.
I try and crunch the numbers every once in a while when I can. Anything to save a buck.
You know somebody extremely hungry with $6 in their pocket went into Chick-fil-A and figured this out.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly what happened.
That's exactly. Somebody like Schmidl went in there. They figured this, figured out the menu.
I'm doing it today.
Yeah, I'll bet you
this
are.
This is his favorite restaurant.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Currently 21 degrees, snow on the way for the weekend. Starting tomorrow night into Sunday morning, 2 to 5 inches for the metro. I'm listening to this Foo Fighters thing. Hey, Schmidl, isn't the Foo Fighters, aren't they on the list for nomination in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they're on the list this year.
Yeah, they are.
Are they? They made a recording in the UK. They were on some TV show in the UK, and they did the Bee Gees. You Should Be Dancing, is it? Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, You Should Be Dancing. And they do a killer job.
It's great.
It sounds like the original, like it's actually the Bee Gees singing it, and not the Foo Fighters. Here we go. It's almost too much like the Bee Gees.
It's too good.
It almost is. Because with the Foo Fighters, you want to hear their version of it. You don't want to hear them imitate the Bee Gees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's almost... Well, there you go. All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, when we come back, I guess a board meeting for schools in California went awry yesterday. They had a Zoom call, and they were really dissing the parents, and they had no idea that the parents could see the call itself and hear it.
And I don't know how that happens. How do you have a board meeting, and it's over Zoom, and you don't understand who's attending the meeting?
We're talking about parents being potheads. All kinds of crap. I don't know if this board and parents are on the same page or not.
Not at all.
All right, we'll play you the audio when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So... let me get this straight, Carson, that yesterday Red Rocks made an announcement about concerts. They made an announcement that they're going to make an announcement soon.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
So what they did is they're submitting COVID variants. So they have a request in, obviously, to the health department to open up things right. A little bit for the summer. It's their 80th anniversary, and they said they're going to have a big announcement they're expecting in April.
Okay, so the announcement yesterday was that an announcement is coming in April.
Yes.
All right.
So be just on the lookout. Hopefully we get some sort of concerts back this summer.
That's what I thought you were telling me off air. So
no, you nailed it.
Make sure I got it right here. Okay. All right, quickly here, let's get to this audio of this school board in California. They're doing a Zoom call, and it's some board members that are talking between themselves, and they're talking about the parents and kids getting back in school and whatnot. But what they don't realize is a link went out to the parents so that the parents could eavesdrop and listen what the board is actually doing, you know, what they're accomplishing or whatever. Well, for some reason, the people that are holding the meeting, the board members, they don't realize that they're being listened to by the parents. So they're dissing on the parents. They're talking about letters that they're getting from the parents and calling them names.
Complaining.
And yeah, bitching and complaining about everything and how, you know, you're not in our shoes. You don't understand what it's like. And then they went on to talk about how they're nothing. Parents look at teachers as nothing but babysitters and to take the kids during the day so that they can just sit around and drink and smoke pot. As you could tell.
It got ugly.
As you could probably could realize that the parents are quite upset that they're being baited this way. But here's the audio that I guess one of the parents had taped and leaked it to the media.
You know, they forget that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing.
Yes.
We're real community members. We have kids or have known kids that have gone to these schools, and they don't know what we
right.
do behind the scenes. And it's really unfortunate exactly. that they want to pick on us. Because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
My brother had a delivery service for medical marijuana. The high clientele were parents with their kids in school.
Wow.
I don't think. Now, I don't know. Look, I don't have kids in school or anyway. I've got, you know, obviously preschool, but not in school. And so I don't really know what's going on between teachers and parents and board members or anything of that nature. But it appears to me on things that I'm reading that the teachers union and parents are not on the same page, that parents want the kids back in school. The teachers union, from what I can gather, is against going back to school until full vaccination, right?
They seem to be fighting it way more, yes.
And the boards kind of lean that way too, I think. So I think they're on different ends of the spectrum when it comes to the argument of getting back in class physically.
Well, and then you have students themselves. I know in Douglas County a couple months ago when they were talking about getting kids back in 100%, the students got together and like, hey, we don't want to do in-person learning, so just leave us out. It's why go back now? Just leave us out.
But I don't know if you want to be a board member and get caught on audio saying that parents only look at teachers, because I don't buy this at all, that teachers are only babysitters and that the state is paying for and providing, and that parents want their kids in school only for the reason that they can sit around and smoke dope all day.
Yeah. Not I don't go know to work or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. I think you're going to build another bridge between you and the board and the parents.
No, they forget that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing.
Yes.
We're real community members. We have kids or have known kids that have gone to these schools, and they don't know what we
right.
do behind the scenes. And it's really unfortunate exactly. that they want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
My brother had a delivery service.
This guy sounds high to me. Does he not to you?
He stumbles over his words a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, listen to him. He sounds like he's all, you know, whacked out.
No, they forget that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing.
Yes.
We're real community members. We have kids or have known kids that have gone to these schools, and they don't know what we
right.
do behind the scenes. And it's really unfortunate
exactly.
that they want to pick on us because right. they want their babysitters back.
Right.
My brother had a delivery service for medical marijuana. The high clientele were parents with their kids in school.
High.
Couple
They're
of
high.
Edibles, baby.
Them. These guys, they should be fired. They really should for this audio, for them saying that about parents.
Well, and
they
how
should
do you,
resign.
Yeah.
How do you not know that parents are actually watching the call and they can actually watch the meeting? Well, how does that happen?
They're high.
Yeah, they're high. That's it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it's BJ and Jamie on this Friday morning. Let this Ted Cruz story be a lesson to everybody. When you get busted, and you're in the wrong, you've done something that it looks a little embarrassing to you, the worst thing you can do is to compound the situation with a bunch of lies, because then you're in a world of trouble, okay? It doesn't help. And that's what he's doing. He continues to lie and lie. And then every time he tries to explain himself, he comes up with a new lie, and he gets busted for it again.
And then it's hard to keep track of all that lying.
Yeah.
Because I've done the exact same thing.
Claiming his daughters are the one that wanted to go down to Cancun. He's been busted on that. Now they have confirmation that it was the mom who set up the trip down to Cancun. And then stating that you were only going down to drop the kids off and you were coming straight back to Texas to handle the situation in Texas. Well, that's not true. Your flight said that you were coming back on Sunday. So, I mean, everything is just gets compounded. But I will say this. I'd love to go to Cancun.
Oh. Sounds nice right now.
Did you see the pictures of the Ritz-Carlton that he booked?
It's amazing. Look them up.
Oh. Dude, let me tell you something about Cancun. We were down there about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago. And there's an area there, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's called Hotel Row or something like that. It's Hotel Lane or Hotel Row, something of that nature. And it's obviously a bunch of hotels, hotel district. And it has a stretch of beach that may be the most gorgeous beaches in the world. It is deep blue water off the shore, but then there's a sandbar where it breaks and it becomes turquoise water.
And it's called Hotel Zone.
Hotel Zone. There you go. And it's got all these hotels. Now, obviously, he's a little bit richer than I am, and he's going to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, which I think is like $500 a night. But there are hotel after hotel. Hard Rock, I think, is there. But yeah, that Hotel Zone up and down that beach there is probably, that beach is one of the best beaches I've ever been to.
It looks unreal. I've never been to Mexico, but it looks insane.
Cancun, pretty cool place. Hey, I don't blame Ted. I'd go too. It's cold here. Get the hell out of town. Let's go, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just don't lie about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, you got to give it to him, though, because he does say it with confidence. Every lie he makes up, he backs until it's proven wrong, and then he comes up with another one.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, if you're working one of these places where people are showing up for a vaccine, be on the lookout for people dressing up as grannies so they can get their shot. It's happening. This is a crazy story. All right, we'll get to that next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 21 degrees here on this Friday. The weekend looking decent up until tomorrow night. Then tomorrow night, maybe anywhere from 1 inch to 5 inches of snow for the metro. It looks like if you're on the west side of town, probably 4 to 5 inches of snow, but if you're anywhere near I-25 and to the east, maybe 1 to 2 inches. Parker, I think a couple of inches, right?
Yeah, a couple inches in Parker.
Yeah, I'm noticing in my hood over near the Ken Carroll area, they're looking at 4 to 5 inches of snow for the weekend.
That's a pretty decent amount.
All right, here's a story out of Florida. Now, it appears to me that these vaccination shots for the COVID are like liquid gold. Man, people are wanting these things. They'll do anything to get them. I mean, we had stories just a couple of weeks ago about how these rich people in Hollywood, how they're paying $10,000 for doctors to sneak them to the front of the line, even though they don't meet the criteria at all. They get to the front of the line. They get their shot. They rip off a few hundies and pay off the doctors. The doctors are making big money with this.
Cheating the system.
You got a couple of girls here in Orange County, Florida. Again, Florida is a freak show state. You got a couple of women down there that dressed up as old ladies and showed up at a vaccination place. They put in lies online and about their age and whatever, and showed up at a vaccination place complete with bonnet on, and then you've got your mask, obviously. Got the old lady dress. They're doing the old lady shuffle as they walk in with that big purse on their arm, you know. Hey, I'm here to get my shot. Here's the story from Florida.
At the Orange County Convention Center, doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have generally been reserved for those 65 and older. According to the Department of Health, on Wednesday, two women tried to sidestep that requirement.
We realized a couple of young ladies can dress up as grannies. The bonnet, the gloves, the glasses, the whole thing.
All right, so they had the bonnet, they had the gloves, they had the glasses, they had their mask on, got the purse, shuffling in.
I could see how you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I think you could pull it off. I mean, if nobody's watching for that,
Well, and they've already done it once, so they had the first dose. Now they're going back for the second one.
It may not have been their disguises that got them caught. The Orange County Sheriff's Office tells WESH 2 the two women's birth dates did not match those they used to register for the appointments. One was 44 years old, the other 34.
So wait a minute. So they whipped out their license, showed that one was 34, one was 44. The criteria is you got to be past 65 in order to get the vaccination. Why didn't they had to have, you got to come up with a fake ID. If you're going to pull off this scam, you got to show your ID when you get there. Are they thinking that nobody's going to look at the age because you look, you're dressed as an old lady, so nobody's going to notice what year you were born?
Yeah, but you would think anyone checking those IDs is pretty vigilant about doing that.
These girls made a big mistake. You got to get a fake ID. Come on, man. You got to do this. If you're going to pull, well, if you're going to pull something like this, Fidel, you take it all the way.
Oh, yeah. That's
you
what
don't
I'm saying
have to do it. You know what I mean?
The women were not charged, but were issued trespass warnings. Department of Health Officer Dr. Raul Pino says it seems they had already been through the site for dose number one.
They had a valid CDC card with vaccination.
Dr. Pino says they're looking into whether there's some sort of loophole in their process or if the women had help on the inside to get the first dose.
That's what happened right there. They had a plant on the inside that helped them out the first time around. That's what it was.
100%.
And that person that helped them the first time wasn't back there the second time. So they thought they could just slide through because it already made it once. They got too cocky.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They probably assumed that they would be able to get through it with that COVID card, like they proved that they got the first shots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where the downfall came. That's where they got busted, right?
They had a nurse on the inside that just kind of just waved them through. Go ahead.
Right,
go ahead.
Right. But here's what I don't understand. How did they not get busted the first time? I can understand if you've got a plant in there that's checking the IDs. So that person waves you on through. But what about the person giving you the shot? That person probably isn't a plant. You're telling me that when you roll up the sleeve of a person that's 34 years old, you can't tell that arm's not 75?
Oh, yeah. It's not all wrinkled or
dried out. You see
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not all flaky and wrinkled. So how did they get past that part?
That's a brilliant question.
Well, you know me. I'm a guy with questions.
King of common sense.
That's right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you guys have a chance to see the 7 minutes of terror yesterday?
It was cool.
Did you watch it live?
I watched a little bit of it, yeah, like the end when the last 3 minutes of it when they were actually touching down.
Nice.
I missed it. I was napping. I know it was a historic moment, but I was sleeping.
I just caught the celebration of it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 7 minutes of terror. We explained it to you yesterday. That's the entry point in which the Mars rover was landing yesterday on Mars, and it was a historic event. And, well, they call it historic, but I've got a few questions about it. But first of all, 7 minutes of terror.
It took 7 months for the Mars 2020 Perseverance spacecraft to travel between Earth and Mars. And once it arrives, 7 minutes to travel from the top of the atmosphere to the surface.
A landing on Mars is all about finding a way to stop and stop in the right place.
Officially, it's called Entry, Descent, and Landing, or EDL. But at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, they have another name for it, 7 minutes of terror.
There is nothing we can do to help Perseverance land. She's got to do this all on her own.
The problem is the lag time. Right now, it takes 11 minutes for radio signals traveling the speed of light to reach Earth from Mars.
We can't guide it. We can't pilot it on its own. Perseverance has to, we have to train Perseverance to do it on her own. And all of the activities that occur during those 7 minutes of terror
So the 7 minutes of terror yesterday, I guess, went to perfection, right?
Yep. Broke through, and it came into the atmosphere, what, 12,000 miles an hour?
That's pretty amazing. And temperatures at 2,700 degrees or something like that. But yesterday, without a hitch, in fact, they say it hit a bullseye.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
So last night I was listening to, I was flipping around different places and listening to some news reports about this Mars landing, and I was listening to Dr. Sky.
Who's that?
You know,
I was waiting for that.
Dr. Sky. I mean, think of the name, Dr. Sky. I mean,
so he's an expert on the sky.
He is an expert on the sky, Ishmael. That was really a dumb question on your part. Okay, look up Dr. Sky out of Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. So I'm listening to Dr. Sky, and he's describing what this achievement is all about and what it really, I guess, giving explanations of what they have achieved with this particular landing. He said, Dr. Sky, have you found him yet?
I think so.
It's a real guy.
Like, yeah.
There's a real guy by the name of Dr. Sky. I'm telling you.
Got a unique name. There can only be one, probably.
Dr. Sky. I think he works at a radio station down in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, then I definitely found
it. Is that him?
Yeah.
Like KTAR or something like that?
You got it.
Is that it?
Yeah, okay. You nailed it.
I'm telling you, man, I know this stuff. Hey, you want a Mars expert? It's me. And Dr. Sky, of course. Dr. Sky said this was equivalent to shooting a rifle in New York City and hitting the bullseye in Los Angeles.
What?
Wow.
That's what he said.
I mean, it was, what, 293 miles away, a million miles?
Don't you even question it. It's it's Dr. Sky that said that, okay? Yeah. That's not BJ making it up. That's what he says. A rifle in New York City hitting a bullseye in Los Angeles with the bullet.
Dang.
That's what this is equivalent to, what NASA was able to pull off. Now, after hearing that, I thought, wow, that's pretty darn impressive, man. Dr. Sky, I could listen to Dr. Sky every single day just to hear these updates. And these
that's
analogies.
An amazing stat.
Oh, yeah, just to hear these analogies that he gives. But the more I've read into this and listened, this isn't like the first time we've ever been to Mars. This is like the ninth vehicle that we've put up there. I mean, it's literally a car lot.
It's the ninth time. But why it's so special is, so this is how they worded it. It's the first mission to actually look for former signs of life.
Blah, 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 blah.
So that's how they categorized it.
Yeah, look, we have a junkyard up there. I mean, we've got rovers all over the place, wheels missing off of them, windshield wipers that are gone. I mean, we've got all this stuff up there already from NASA.
It's a graveyard for cars.
It's a graveyard for rovers, okay? And that's what we have up there. And I was super impressed because for some reason, when I saw the story yesterday and it was building up that you know, the 7 minutes of terror is about to happen, I thought it was our first descent into the atmosphere of Mars. I know that we float around the place, but I thought maybe this is it. That's why it's so historic. But we've already been there 9 times.
No, it is historic. This one has a drone on it that detaches and flies around.
Yeah, it's got the helicopter.
Yeah. So now we got a first ever helicopter that will be there for the rest of our lives.
The Chinese, they have one that's already in orbit there. And you've got the Russians are already there. I think the Emirates put one up there last week. I mean, guys, it's already too damn crowded.
No, this is 2021, the year of the winds. Small winds. I don't care if it's small or not.
I'm just saying. That I felt like we're the only people there. I felt like we're the only ones that were able to accomplish it. And I felt like it was going to be yesterday would be the first time. I didn't realize that every darn nation on the planet has already gotten there. So I'm a little disappointed. All right?
I feel like you're going to lose sleep over this. Well, you don't need to.
I'm just going to have to call into that radio show Dr. Sky does and voice my opinion. See if I can get some answers from him. You know what I mean?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Looking at some of the Texanados here at 51059. I think I'm being misunderstood here. I was just kind of tongue-in-cheek about other people have been to Mars and the landing of the rover yesterday wasn't as impressive once you see that everybody's been there. I mean, we've got 9 of these suckers on Mars already. But no. I'm just joking. It was an amazing feat yesterday to put this rover up there. And I know they're looking for life in this crater that they think had water at one time, and I get all that. I'm a huge fan of the space program, a big fan. When I was in Florida, you could see the launch from Cape Canaveral from our radio station's parking lot. And every time there was a launch, we'd always go out back and watch these things go up. And they would give you like goosebumps, man, because you can see it all the way across the state and you see that big rocket go into the sky. It's amazing.
That would be cool.
It really is amazing. You can hear it. You can feel it. It's unbelievable. And we're miles, hours away from the Cape. And you could still feel this thing because it was just so massive. So what they did yesterday is quite a milestone. It really is. Now, here's what I don't understand, though. I don't understand why people want to go there. Because Mars isn't exactly a very warm place to be. It's very cold there. So I'm not sure what we're doing by trying to colonize the place. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you'd think if you could colonize Mars, you could fix all the problems on Earth with the atmosphere and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're looking for a place just to get away, and I think that Southwest Airlines uses that slogan, but if you're looking for a place to get away, I think there are other places, even here on Earth, that you can go to, and you don't have to go to Mars.
I would want to go to a beach, I feel like.
That sounds nice. Yeah. I don't think there's any beaches on Mars.
There's plenty of space in Montana. Run up there if you want to. You can be out in the open and kind of looks like Mars a little bit.
I'd rather go to Mars than Montana.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll deal with the cold.
I don't know. I'm listening to Dr. Sky last night. Dr. Sky says that on Mars that the high temperature Fahrenheit is zero.
Yeah, but there's no zero light pollution. You can look at all the stars. It's really beautiful.
And then at night, at night it gets down to around 200 below zero.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You have fun with that. We'll send you up. You can be part of the construction crew that goes up there and builds a big dome for people to live in.
You better hope you can find some firewood, too.
Yeah, just call me Bruce Willis. I'll go right up there.
Let us know how it works out for you.
Good luck. All right, there's breaking news this morning. And everybody hang on to something because it's official. Harry and Meghan are officially no longer royalty. They are no longer a part of Buckingham Palace. I guess the Queen came out with a statement either late yesterday or this morning, and it's officially over. Now, here's the only thing that's perplexing to me. I felt like that they've been out for a long time.
I feel like they've been stepping down from the palace for years now.
Yeah. And have made this announcement several times over the past 2 or 3 years. When they left the UK to go to Canada, that's where they first moved, right? Mm-hmm. When they went there, I thought that was official. Then when they came to the U.S. and moved into California, I thought, well, that's official. They're done, right? Well, no, this morning, I guess the Queen put out a statement saying, it's over. It's over. No more. That they can't do any more of the royal duties that comes along with Buckingham Palace and the royal family. But then Harry and Meghan put out a statement saying that, well, no matter if we're not working for the Queen, we're still going to do good around the world.
So is this like who has the last word kind of thing? Everyone's trying to get the last word in?
It's what it sounds like, but it's now official. They're out. Gone. Fired.
Well, good.
You know, he's going to regret that one day. And I feel like that Meghan, she's pregnant again, right?
Yeah, she is.
I feel like the Queen is never going to see baby number two.
I know.
It's been a tough row to hoe for her to even see Archie, right?
Well, yeah, because Meghan, when they were going back and forth between Canada and the UK, Meghan stayed back one trip and had Archie.
Yep.
Because Harry went back to see the family. Yep.
They've been playing a little chess match already with Archie, you know. And so I think baby number two, nope, ain't going to happen. This could be the one that does the Queen in.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm just saying this could be the heartbreaker that really, you know, I mean, she's 99 years old. I mean, come on, it's not going to take a lot.
There right? You go with your list, putting her in the grave.
She was already on my list. Yeah, I'm fine with that. She's already there. But I think this one's going to turn into a real battle, though, between Meghan and the Queen. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
You can see it coming, can't you? BJ and Jim. According to Amazon.com, Gorilla Glue's sales are soaring. Yep, it's crazy out there. I guess this girl, this Tessica Brown, I think her name is, right?
Yep.
She, she did the TikTok video that she put the glue in her hair, and it went everywhere, and then set up a GoFundMe page and had to fly out to California to see a plastic surgeon or somebody to fix her hair to get this glue out. But Amazon says Gorilla Glue has become a bestseller.
Yeah, it's up 129%.
People love it.
It almost makes you wonder, like, was she put up? Was this a stunt by Gorilla Glue?
I don't think
was she
it
a
is.
Plant to well, go viral?
The story goes on to say that researchers are saying that the Cincinnati-based company, I don't know why you need a researcher to say it, but the Cincinnati-based company is not trying to capitalize on the frenzy simply because they don't want to promote that people should put this in their hair. So therefore, I mean, I guess if you did try to capitalize, if somebody else did it, something went wrong, then possibly you could be sued maybe down the road. I don't know.
Or if they got hurt, yeah.
Yeah. So they say that Gorilla Glue is not in on it. They're not going to try to capitalize on it. It's just taking on a life of its own simply because of the story itself. Now, the woman has raised, what, $23,000, I think it is?
On GoFundMe, yes.
On GoFundMe, right? Well, it was announced, I guess, at some point a couple of weeks ago or a week ago that she was going to give that money to charity, right? Well, the story this morning is she'd be using part of the money and a portion will go to charity.
Yeah, because she's got medical bills, but she can't access the funds right now.
Yeah, well, at the very bottom, there's an update. At the update on it says that the people at GoFundMe have reached out to her and they have spoken with her and the money is on the way. So she'll probably get the money. I don't know. Why wouldn't she be able to get the money? What are they saying?
Because it was being investigated.
For what reason?
Just because she started it as GoFundMe. They were saying that it was all fraud. The whole starting of the GoFundMe was, I guess, not legal.
Well, she had expenses. I mean, she had to go out to California. Where was she from? Isn't it Louisiana or somewhere? I think it's somewhere like that, somewhere in the South.
I believe
you. And she had to fly, or she chose to anyway. She flew out to Los Angeles. She met with I don't know if it was a dermatologist.
It was a plastic surgeon that she met with, yes.
All right, she did that. She had that expense, so I don't know how GoFundMe can keep it away from her. If people were willing to go on and give, now granted, I think it's kind of goofy and stupid that you put Gorilla Glue on your hair, but she did do it, and she did have some expenses in order to get it out, so you would think that she could keep the money.
Well, and people start GoFundMes for any kind of various reasons.
And then she also announced, which she might have done this strategically, she also announced that she would be giving the money that she didn't use to a charity, something to do with people that need plastic surgery, maybe that had been hurt in an accident or something of that nature, which is a good cause. So I don't know how GoFundMe could hold it back on account of that since she's going to put it to good use. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people that are giving the money, again, the people are giving the money. They know the story. So they're willing to give up that cash. $23,000. We'll see how much she gives out. But Gorilla Glue, they're making a killing on it. I'm not a big fan of Gorilla Glue because it doesn't set quick enough for me.
It takes a while. It's like 5 minutes at least.
I've tried it on a couple of things. We tried it on a little chair that Frog broke. And you have to get like a vice grips or something, some type of vice.
Clamp it down.
And clamp it down and let it sit for like 3 or 4 days. I'm the kind of person, I want that glue that the guy with the hard hat that's hanging onto that steel beam. You know what I'm talking about?
Flex seal or whatever?
Yeah, I want that stuff done like that, man, right on the spot.
Can you imagine putting that in your hair?
As soon as you put a little dab on there, boom, you've got glue. It's stuck. And Gorilla Glue doesn't do that for me.
Yeah, but see, when I'm using it, I get very touchy when I'm using like super glue because I feel like I'm going to super glue my hands shut together.
I love super glue.
Like a little pot bit's going to get on me and then I'm going to put it on my lip or something. I don't know.
I feel like with super glue that you can walk around and it's like having a weapon in your pocket.
It kind of is.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you could take it. I could take it and super glue that door shut right there. Nobody could get in here. I mean, that's the way I feel. I mean, there's a power to having super glue in your
spray
pocket.
In someone's eye. Get away from me.
Coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Spadil's found some audio of some guy that broke into a house because he wanted to take a candle-lit bath or something.
Yeah, he wanted to use their bathroom because it was really nice.
This ought to be good. All right, it's next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning for the weekend. 21 degrees right now. Going to be mostly sunny and 46 for a high today. Tomorrow near 45, but snow rolls in tomorrow night into late in the night, but then tapering off on Sunday morning. But we're looking at, 2 to 5 inches for the metro, I think it is.
Correct, yeah.
Then Sunday's high around 40 degrees, so not too bad, but snow is on the way. Spadil, I just listened to the audio of the guy in the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
Man, who thinks that this is a good idea?
I, It blows me away. I don't even know how you even have this idea.
Man, it takes some cojones to pull this off. You know what I mean?
It's really weird.
I mean, you're parking in there, you know, in their garage, you're using their house as your own, you're eating their food, taking a bath.
Up from Casco, see a man who broke into their home, made himself comfortable, and even took a bath. The couple arrived home from a weekend away and found a strange car in their garage. Deputies say 34-year-old Sean Schumacher was found inside. He took a candlelit bath in their walk-in tub, ate their food, and rearranged items in their home. He's now facing several charges, including burglary and theft.
Man, I would pick a really nice place, though, I think, if I were going to pull this.
I mean, it's out in Maine. It might be a really nice house.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen a picture, so there's no video, so I haven't seen that. But I'm just saying that if I'm going to go through all this, I'm going to park in the garage. I'm going to go in and eat their food. I'm going to take a bath, candlelit. You know, I want to make sure they've got maybe even a pool.
Like resort-style amenities.
Yeah. I'm going to go on Zillow, and I'm going to look at, you know, different locations that I can find the best place I can do. Because if you're going to do it once, you figure that's your only shot, right? Because, I mean, you're going to get arrested, and, you know, probably not going to ever do it again. So you got to do it right the first time.
I wonder if it was like an Airbnb that he knew it was vacant, because why else would you, if you're just going to go in and rob the place, why don't you... Just
at
smash.
First, when I saw the story, I thought maybe he was staying in a house that he thought was his Airbnb, but it just seems like he's crazy.
Well, and it says in the story that the family had been gone for the weekend.
Yeah.
And the family had come back, so it's not an Airbnb. It's somebody's residence that he picked out, and probably through a Facebook post or Instagram or something, they might have promoted the fact that they were going to be gone. And he decided, hey, if they're going to be gone, nobody's using the place, why don't I use the place?
Yeah, and the story that I'm reading, it says that when he was getting arrested, he was like, this is my house, I own this place, why are you guys bothering me? Just like hassling the cops.
Oh, so really? He was delusional.
Yeah. He's just nuts.
Oh, man, that's a good move. Because now you can go in, and when they try to charge you, which they will, you can plead that you're insane, you know, that I'm crazy. And then, you know, your reaction when the cops got there proved that. So, I mean, this guy's brilliant, man. If you think about it, he got a free weekend. He got all the food that's in the fridge.
Probably, he pampered himself.
Probably a house that has a bar. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Probably a nice, you know, movie area, a little theater that they had in their house with a full bar and a fridge. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and the cops show up. Say that he took some of their money, too. So he got some money as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
This guy is the best, man. He's good.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. If you're a hockey fan, big weekend for the Abs. They're playing in Lake Tahoe, is it?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that. Now, I'm not a big hockey fan. You know that. I don't really follow the NHL. I know it's huge here in Colorado, and people love the Abs. I get it. But this outdoor thing, man, sure looks like a lot of work to me for two games of hockey.
Well, we didn't get a Winter Classic. Normally, it's the Winter Classic, New Year's Day, right? We have a big outdoor game. But this year, we needed something. And it's kind of cool because there's no fans, so they can do a location like this.
Here's the story.
By now, we've all learned that the outdoor game at Lake Tahoe won't exactly be played on a lake.
It's not on a lake.
It's not on a lake?
No, it's beside lake.
No!
It's not on a lake, guys. It's not on a lake, okay?
It's just, almost on the lake.
Just in case you're wondering, it's not going to be on Lake Tahoe. It's at Lake Tahoe, right?
But that won't kill Tyson Jost's vibe, who's both excited to be back with his team and to get back to his outdoor roots.
I know for myself, I grew up playing on an outdoor rink and on my lake, and we'd always make a little outdoor rink on our cabin there, so it's going to be pretty cool.
The lake's big. It's not frozen. They can't play on the lake, okay? It's not a pond.
I mean,
it's a lake.
It's almost in the lake. It's on the 18th green on the golf course,
right, so
which is pretty cool.
I'm watching this. Yeah, I'm watching the video of them piecing this together. You've got all these workers up there, and they've been up there. I read part of the story. They've been up in Lake Tahoe. Now, let me say this first of all. There's two games. The game tomorrow is the Avalanche and...
the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay, Vegas, all right? Yep. And then there's a Sunday game with somebody else.
Philadelphia Flyers and Boston Bruins.
Yeah, that's the somebody else.
Right there. There you go.
I don't even know. But I'm watching these workers. Now, they've been up there. Now, the only thing with me is it seems like a lot of work and a lot of cost just to get these two hockey games going. And not only that, it's not like... didn't they play either last year or the year before Didn't they play at Coors Field?
They played Coors Field a while back, but last year, remember, was the Air Force game at the Falcon Stadium.
Yeah. But there was a game at Coors Field, right?
Correct, yes.
And they sold 2016?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Where's time gone? It's been 5 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, so they had a game at Coors Field. Now, you could sell the tickets. They had probably 50,000 people there because they brought in extra bleachers and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big fanfare. So I get it. I get that, okay? But here at Lake Tahoe, they've got very limited, attendance for it.
Yeah, the only people that are going to be there are obviously the teams, the broadcasters, and they're building a special owner's booth, GM booth, for the owners to actually attend the games.
That's why I feel like that maybe they should have blown it off this year and not do it outdoors and find this Lake Tahoe fancy place to do it and maybe just wait a year because of the pandemic. But they've decided to go along with it and, make this thing happen, even though there aren't going to be any fans. But when you watch the video, they've been working on this thing, been up there for a month. And they're bringing in all these boards and this freezing system. They have to come in there with the water they're pumping in, I think, from the lake itself. And it just looks like a lot of work.
Well, and they have to do this with every outdoor game. They have to go through that process. This one's a little bit extra because it's on a golf course. So they have to put down an extra layer to make sure that it's stable enough to play. But, I mean, come on, the scenic backdrop, you got the mountains in the background, it's awesome. And with no fans, this is the only way you could do this game at Lake Tahoe without fans. If you have fans, you got to do it at a stadium.
Well, if they are doing it at the stadiums, though, they have fans, they can make money. This is just, they're just spending a bunch of money for a couple shots.
No, but here's the thing, though.
You're a sharp guy, buddy. You are a sharp guy. That's exactly what I mean. They're spending a heck of a lot of money. They've had all these workers up there for a month. Staying in a lodge.
But this is why they're doing it. It's for the marketing value. It's to put hockey on the map in the U.S. for 2 days. There's a lot of hype about it. Nothing else is going on to watch.
All right.
This is prime time. It's on NBC, so everyone can watch. It's not going to be on altitude, so don't worry about that.
Look, I have a tough time watching hockey on TV. First of all, I don't get the full rules, okay? I know it's soccer on ice. I get that, okay? You got to put that thing in the net, and that's how you score, right?
Way better than soccer.
I'm just saying soccer on ice to me. I don't know all the rules, but it's really difficult to watch on TV. Now, every time I've gone to an Avs game, I've had a blast. It's great in person. It's one of the better sports, actually, to watch in person. It's really fascinating, but it's really tough to follow on TV. You have to admit.
Icing gets confusing. It's a weird rule.
Yeah.
It's a hard, and that's why the U.S., it's not as popular here, because a lot of people don't understand the rules.
Yeah.
But once you get to know the rules, you love it.
All right. Well, the Colorado Avalanche taking on Vegas. What time do they play tomorrow?
1 o'clock, puck drop.
1 o'clock, our time. And then Boston, Philadelphia, nobody cares.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
Yeah, we don't care. nobody really cares about. Are the Avs pretty good?
Yeah, we're third right now in our division.
Well, that's crappy.
What? No.
We should be first or second.
We're just starting out, baby. We'll be up there.
Third's not good enough. Is Vegas better?
We're picked to win the Stanley Cup. Let's just say that.
All right. BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Schmidl, any word from our friend down in Texas?
I haven't heard from him.
Okay, any postings that you've seen?
I saw a couple of our fans went onto his actual page and made fun of him. But
yes.
We're not encouraging that.
Yeah, we are.
We don't want to start a
100%
war.
100% we are.
Carson, you got to back it down there, pal. I mean, you can't, we don't want to do that.
No, I want to get petty with this.
There's a guy in Texas. He was here in Colorado. He was up here visiting, and he's upset with our show because a couple of days ago he called, and I said, well, you know what? Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, being Thursday, because he wanted to talk about the power grid down in Texas and what happened, why they lost all the power. And then yesterday when we came in, we had 6-7 inches of snow. You had tons of traffic accidents, 20, 30 accidents in town. We had a lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on yesterday morning. And so I decided to just bump him and say, you know what, we're not going to get into the whole grid thing and the power thing in Texas. Not sure it fits today. We're too busy or whatever. So we blew it off, okay? But we called him. out of courtesy. We didn't just, you know.
Yeah, we let him know.
Yeah, we let him know. And then he went on a rant against us, how we were making fun of Texas and they're in the plight that they're in right now with this, you know, this massive winter polar vortex that's hit the area, and how they're having to, you know, scrounge for food and all kinds of stuff. And then he got his 15,000 followers after us, and all this thing just kind of blew up yesterday and this morning out of nowhere.
Yeah, and they didn't hear the show. These people in Texas that follow him, they didn't hear the show. They don't know what was said. It was all accusations towards us that were bogus.
Well, it seems like that it's, according to Schmidel, it's kind of calmed down just a bit, right?
Yeah, and actually, so I just went to go look to see at the comments that some people were leaving on his thing, and they're all deleted.
Well, yeah, he probably deleted them.
He went and deleted them.
Yeah.
All this is because we told him on Wednesday, Thursday, you can come on the show, and then we bumped him off of the show because he's from Austin, Texas, and his insight was something that just wasn't as relative, you know, here to the Colorado area with what we were going through.
It just didn't fit. Okay?
It's
didn't
too
fit.
Technical. It's hard for people to follow.
Boy, he got all upset. Really upset.
Yeah, and now he's, come on. Let's rile this up. Let's make this a thing.
No. We just need to let it go.
Schmidel.
Yeah.
Send me that audio. I'm going to post it on my Instagram, and I'm going to call him out.
No, we're not asking people. No, we're not giving out his Instagram. No fights, nothing like that. Yeah. Texas is going through enough. They don't need that.
Yeah, go to ATX Food Guy. And, you know, leave him alone.
Yeah. What's his name again?
ATX Food Guy.
Don't give that out.
Oh, yeah. Don't give that out?
No, don't give that out. All right, when we come back, there's a story this morning. We just saw it flash up on one of the monitors here in the studio. Could this be true? Colorado teachers, 40% want to quit.
Want to just up and leave, not go back at all.
Where'd they get this number?
I don't know.
40% of the teachers in the state of Colorado have had it.
So in public education in Colorado, there are 49,000 teachers. Think about that. It's just that's just public schools, not counting the private schools and all that.
So that means 22,000 want to quit.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Woo-hoo! Yeah! We have more space junk on Mars. Does anybody know if Lockheed Martin had anything to do with it?
I believe they did, because I think they did.
I was thinking of this yesterday. I forgot to bring it up earlier this morning. But usually Lockheed has, you know, they got some input on some of the stuff NASA does.
This headline that I'm seeing from the Business Journal said Lockheed Martin's Space Colorado team was key to the Mars 2020.
Yeah. Oh, now we're talking. Yeah. We're key. Oh, boy. All right. Well, cool. All right. Well, it happened yesterday. Again, more space junk up on Mars. But you know what? It's a big accomplishment. You know, we were going to move into this teacher thing real quick here before we close out the show. But I'm kind of more interested in talking about Spadil's love life.
I kind of thought that might happen.
He was just in here, and we started asking questions about the old flame that dumped him like a hot potato.
Oh, and he's real sour about it.
Oh, he's just angry about it. Are you okay, Pumpkin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty mad, but I'll get over it at some point.
Pretty mad? That's all you could. You were fixated on it in here.
I hear the hurt in your voice.
Well, So when she broke up with me, she told me that she wanted to break up with me because I'm not, like, evolving enough. I'm not trying to push my limits and all that stuff. And then she cited that I wouldn't eat vegetables.
Yeah.
But it's like she wouldn't even use soap when she took a shower.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she'll get in the shower and she'll use a loofah and scrub herself, but there's no soap on it. The only thing she uses soap for was her hair.
See what I mean? There's so much better talk than teachers.
It's so resentment.
This is great.
Drives me crazy.
Well, wait a minute. What vegetables did she want you to eat?
Anything. Any that celery, carrots, something.
So you could have been, you could be married right now with children if you'd just eaten broccoli.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm pretty sure it's a good thing that this relationship ended because you were already acting like you were married. She was trying to change you.
Yeah. I'm with you, Spadil. You know, I think if my wife forced me to eat corn and broccoli, I think I'd have to leave also.
Well, I told her when we started dating that, like, my palate is a huge problem and I'm super paranoid of it. Like, it's something that drives me crazy, too. It's not fun for me to be like, I don't want to eat this food. And then she broke up with me over it. So it's just like, did you understand me in the first place? It just, it drives me nuts.
You guys are fighting over carrots. It's something, it's something I do with a three-year-old.
And not washing with soap.
Yeah, this sounds like a conversation I'm having with Frog. You know, eat your vegetables. Eat your vegetables, son.
I have a hard problem eating food that I psych myself out and then I can't eat it.
Okay, but here's the real question. So since the breakup and you've had time to think about this and marinate on it, have you started eating vegetables?
No.
Oh, it didn't make you want to change?
No.
Even a little bit. For the next girl.
I want to change for myself. And like I said, I psych myself up when I'm trying new foods and I make it seem disgusting before I even put it in my mouth. And then I can't do it. It's a huge mental problem.
Yeah, you're weird. You are. You're weird. All right. Well, we will get to this story here. 40% of teachers in Colorado are considering quitting. They want to quit their job. What are they going to do?
That's what
Where
I was
thinking.
Where
are you going to go, teachers?
I have no idea because they work all their lives and you have to go through a lot of schooling to get to become a teacher.
And
it's a long process.
Why? That's a big number, 40%. And why do you want to quit?
The union sent out a survey in December and it asked teachers, are you considering leaving the education profession in the near future? The union said it received more than 5,000 responses back. More than 2,000 teachers responded and said they were considering leaving. Uh-oh. The union says there are three major issues at play. An unrealistic workload, potentially unsafe working conditions during the COVID-19 pandemic, and low pay. The Colorado Education Association says lawmakers can make changes to make sure teachers stay. This legislative session, they want lawmakers to increase revenue for schools by closing tax loopholes for large corporations. The union wants to ensure teachers are safe in schools and provided with personal protection equipment, COVID tests, COVID vaccines, and other measures that make them feel safe.
I don't know if the teachers and the teacher union is on the same page sometimes. Seems like the demand sometimes of the teacher union kind of goes far above and beyond what the teachers actually are asking for. I don't know. I'm not a teacher, so it's hard for me to say, but it seems like that something's amiss here. I don't know exactly what it is.
I mean, I get the fact that teachers want to be protected at school. They want to feel protected. They want a vaccine. They want to go back when it's safe. I totally get that PPE and everything. That should be provided to them.
Yeah, I agree, but at the same time, 40%? You're talking about a crisis in schools. Where are you going to fill that gap?
Yeah, exactly. Then you have to pack classrooms. You can't social distance when you're shoving all those kids if you only have a couple teachers for five classes.
Well, the good news is that study, that survey, that research, whatever it is, that came out was in December, so maybe part of it's changed by now, you know?
BJ and Jamie.
Time for us to get out of here. Snow in the forecast for the weekend. What is it, Carson? I think tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon into Sunday.
Okay.
2 to 5 inches in the metro.
All right. 46 for a high today, 45 for tomorrow, 40 on Sunday, so not too bad. A little bit of snow there. Everybody have a great weekend, and Jamie should be back on Monday.
Right? That's the plan.
All right. I'm sitting here watching the... you can watch the little rover up on Mars.
Oh, they got a live stream?
They've got an interactive map. So I'm sure it's just they put down the surface of Mars, and then they just put, some tracking device on it. But it's kind of cool because Right now, it's really close to the edge of her crater.
Oh, man. Is it going to go down in there? Is it going to fall?
If it tumbles right now, look out. I mean, it could be a wasted trip.
Yeah, you can't get back up, right?
We've only been there for less than 24 hours. I hope they don't wreck that sucker. All right, we got to go. We'll put up the tracking map on our Facebook page for you. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and don't drink and drive, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.